You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Walao eh!
Regular sessions with Otto and JC.
What the fuck? Well,
that's a swear word.
Yo.
Alright, welcome back, guys. Hope you're all having a great night tonight. JC, who do we have in the studio with us at the moment?
We have the wonderful, the amazing Samantha Chong with us tonight.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Samantha, how are you doing?
I'm doing so great. I'm high off of cookies right now.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for the cookies.
You bought a big box of... A bucket, sorry, of... are these like Cookie Time cookies?
Yes.
Oh, my God. These are delicious. And what flavor? These are raspberry, you said?
No.
Salted caramel.
Oh, salted caramel. Sorry, I'm just getting everything wrong tonight.
No, you're fine. You just need to read. Use your eyes.
It doesn't... Anyway. Well, that's why you're doing the questions for this interview.
Oh, yeah. Because honestly, like... Samantha, you've done so much for the industry, not just for like artists, but also like everything in between. Am I wrong?
I feel like you're wrong, but I'm not going to say you're wrong.
What?
You don't feel like you're
no,
wrong?
No, because...
Imposter syndrome.
Wow, no.
That's very kind of you.
No, I feel like you should take credit from some things that may or may not have happened. But anyway, so like, again, like... As you may or may not know, Samantha is this amazing journalist from Under the Radar / Rolling Stone from time to time as well. And she does a lot of different things with artists here in the industry. Artists like we've had them, well, we were supposed to have them like Good Space as well. And many more coming up. Am I wrong with that one?
No, you're right.
I just have to double check. I was like, oh, I don't want to get this wrong. So let's get things real.
JC, you did your homework, right?
I did do my...
That's good.
You did.
So then you don't have to worry about getting things wrong then, because you did
no,
your homework.
No, but like you're standing there making things like...
I'm not trying to be intimidating. I just didn't manage to get a chair in time.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you this one random question, but from all the things that you do, craziness of it all, what is your favorite part of it?
Oh, probably seeing someone really happy to... have seen someone come to their show or listen to their music because I've maybe written about it or just talked about it, really.
Mm.
They like light up because it's like you can see people care, really.
Right. Okay. And how many, like, actually, I kind of want to ask, with you writing for like Under the Radar, how many gigs have you been to actually?
Oh my gosh, probably like a couple hundred. I don't know.
you lost count?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh my God. You're so cool. You're honestly so cool. Which one do you prefer? Do you prefer PR work or journalism work?
Oh, definitely journalism. I actually only just started PR work, I would say. Like, officially as a outside of everything else.
Right. Again, like, I heard from word of mouth that you, like, do a lot of PR work with artists, like, from the wonderful Liam and Joel. So, like... Yeah.
Sorry, JC. I'm just going to interrupt you real quick and maybe rewind this a little bit. Samantha, mm-hmm. I'd like to ask you, how would you introduce yourself and tell and like what you do in your
own
words?
Oh, right. I'm so sorry. Sure. I'm treating...
So, Samantha, who are you, Samantha? Hello. And what do you do in your own words?
Hi. I would say I'm a person who got into music more after I was teaching guitar at a guitar school for a few years. Then I became an intern at Under the Radar a few years later. I'm now helping out and doing some assistant editing there. And then that really opened some doors for me. And now I'm like kind of working for TVNZ and freelancing for Rolling Stone. All this random media stuff, but I'm really trying to push music, queer and Asian stories especially. It's an uphill climb, but things are coming, seeping through slowly.
Yeah, you're just working across the whole like New Zealand media,
I'm
music
just
landscape.
Work for every single one.
Yeah.
Until it's all diverse.
Yeah,
and that's on period. Oh my goodness. So sorry that I didn't let you introduce yourself in your own words.
No, you introduced me so well. I have to pretend to be humble because I'm Asian.
Hey, no, we don't do that here. We have to like champion and also acknowledge ourselves as an Asian creative without humbling ourselves, yes, unless you want to.
There's my definition. I'm an Asian creative.
There it is. And so, as an Asian creative like yourself, how do you find yourself to balance your professional life and your personal life?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say I just try and make time for friends and family every week. I'll see my family every week, almost, before my guitar lesson. I'll probably message a lot, you know, keep up with people's lives in that way. and then hang out with him, get a coffee, go to a gig. It can overlap a little bit with music things. Just like, you know, how it works in the creative industry. You're like, oh, there's this cool review I'd love to do. Can you be my photographer? Can you write? And also, right, what, how we kind of work together, right? All of us?
All three of us, yeah. Honestly, though, and again, when you said friends, I was like, isn't that like you basically make friends with them along the way?
That's true, too.
Yeah, like you, like as a professional yourself, like you kind of make friends in between.
Yes.
That's the thing that I always ask myself is like, how do I separate that? Like your friendship with your either client or the work, the person that you work with. Like, how do you manage to like split that out?
I was thinking about this recently.
Yeah.
I think it's when you genuinely like someone and it's mutual. It doesn't matter if you venture more into friends in that moment or client or partners in work. But if you just, if it's like more one-sided, it's just gonna fade out anyway.
Is it a prerequisite for people you work with? You know, you gotta make friends with them. Yeah.
Oh, to make friends with them? No, but definitely just be like as kind.
It's definitely like an added bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And that like will lead naturally to more work because you want to work with them again.
Yeah. I'm really happy that you say that as well, because a lot of us want to work with more of like each other more, right? And it makes it more natural that way.
Yes.
Also,
we just worked together recently.
Yeah, I was about to ask you about that actually. So we recently, like I mentioned earlier tonight, I just came from a really cool event called The Picnic, a mini music festival with Marmalade. And Samantha here is also one of the journalists that participated. And I was going to ask you about that as well, because, well, my own experience is different. I want to know what your experience is from all of that, because you told me about it first. And then I want to know how you came across that.
Oh yeah, Jen, shout out to Rat World.
Rat World is cool.
Is the editor of Rat World, and we worked together on another Asian led music PR project, or album release I should call it. And then she thought of me for this project, just knowing that I'm a music journalist, and we talked to each other. And then I got the rest of the journalist, Rat journalist team on board, knowing just people in my life. Because it's actually quite a niche thing, I've realized.
Really?
At least in this country, to be a music journalist, in my opinion.
Because like music journalism isn't, okay, now that I think about it, it's not really common to see many of them really, like except unless they're in your circle, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, there are us out there.
But there's just not, you don't come across them very often.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like an easiest way to say that, right? Not to offend you.
No. You're not offended.
Oh my gosh. And like, again, like, and you also interviewed Macy as well, because I know he's not Asian, but like, hey, I want to know your perspective from that.
As being an Asian journalist.
Journalist interviewing someone that's already working their way up into the industry.
True. I guess there is a point to where I would prefer to give more attention to people who have never maybe had it before.
Okay. Oh, I like that as well. And like,
because it means more anyway.
Yeah. And overall, like, how do you feel about the whole event collabing with Rat World and an artist like Marmalade? Like, how do you feel about the whole event being run?
Oh, Marmalade is so awesome for even, I think they were going to headline first, but they decided to make this
a split
thing and get us journalists on board. So it's a partnership and a relationship between journalists and musicians, which is how we can know about music, right? Such as your show. yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I like that as well. And I'm really happy that you feel the same, because I feel the same way as well, because I'm not a writer. Like, I'm not usually a writer. And jumping on that project as well is interesting to me, because I see both perspectives from both journalism and artistry work in the music industry. So it's pretty cool. Speaking about like the music industry, how do you feel represented as an Asian creative?
Ooh. As a journalist, I will say first, I've realized very recently, I was chatting to these incredible women who are part of Kiwi Asians in Media and Communications, KIMEC. They made me realize there's just like hardly any Asian journalists in a newsroom. And then we're trying to like name all these people. And I don't think I could even reach like my full five fingers sometimes. As a creative, I would say I've met a lot of new people, and I've realized that they've been around doing things for a long time, and it's just that they're not quite as appreciated.
Mm.
So in a way, I don't feel alone in that way.
Okay.
But in journalism, a bit, yeah.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you think that the industry represents us right now? I know that's a really tough question to answer because it's a bit controversial, but it's this is a safe space, and I feel like we just want to put a point across that we want to feel represented.
Yes, I would say I don't feel we are represented well.
Mm-hmm.
Especially okay. In a creative way.
At the beginning of the interview, you said that, you felt your goal was to boost the representation of Asians and queer people in the music, creative media landscape. So I'm guessing there's still quite a lot of work to be done in, making sure that Asians are represented in, New Zealand media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of work do we think we need to be doing?
I feel spaces like this, our show will allow, and then also collabing with people like Rat World and Asians in Aotearoa as well, because honestly, such a cool project. Shout out to them as well. Hopefully they can come in. but I feel like we need to do way more. It's just a matter of time, especially because we have people who we don't know that are Asian that we want to represent more. Again, I didn't know that Faith of Days was half Indonesian until recently.
Even Olivia Rodrigo being half, is she half Filipino?
Yeah, she's half Filipino, and not many people seem to
I didn't know that actually.
Also, not many people know this, but Dominic Fike is half Filipino too.
I knew you were going to mention Dominic Fike.
A lot of mixed people, which that's great.
Yeah.
But maybe that doesn't get talked about as much or given that credit? Is that the right word?
Yeah, I would say so. And one last question from me as well is that spaces in Aotearoa, especially for Asians, feel diminished or enlargened by what? What do you think that should be?
What kind of spaces?
Do you think we need more venues? Do you think we need more groups? Do we need more people to be acknowledging other people?
Actually, I was thinking about that as you just had asked about
enlarging or diminishing.
Yeah, those two words.
So I feel I should have just said do we need to do more or less of in these spaces or building these spaces?
I think my answer would be we need more funding and a support network. It's not that us Asian creatives are doing not enough, because for example, all my friends, that collective is doing a lot of things for Pacifica and Asian people and creatives.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure if you've heard of them, actually.
No. I can you shout them out again real quick?
All My Friends NZ. They've done a lot of awesome things recently. Spider Town Baby, Roman. They had Usher Island. Shout out Usher Island. Music videos and funding, a little gig. I think there's actually a lot. If you look, which you kind of have to do that labor usually, there are a lot of things that we do around here and Wallow as well, right?
Mm.
But it's just that we need that funding. And that means with people who maybe don't think they could get into this because they're Asian, encouraging them to, because there's that what do you call it? Crutch. There we go.
Assisting them with the crutch.
Yes. With the crutch.
Yeah. Did you just do
that? Weird. That was what do you call that?
The whip.
The whip.
I just did the whip.
Or a whip.
No, but that was a good analogy.
Watch me whip. No, watch me nin. Okay.
We're moving on from that.
Watch me Wallow.
Watch me Wallow.
Sorry.
Watch me Wallow.
Oh my gosh. But I think I said what we said. I think we said what we said pretty much. And one last question, professionally wise. Is there any upcoming events, gigs, people that we want to be acknowledging on the show?
Hell yeah. I'm doing some PR now for another Asian artist. So I just did something for Good Space.
Woo!
Shout out Good Space. Yeah. He did an album release at Lim Chow Food Court, and which you guys were so lovely to support. There's a new artist called Dun Dun. She's not new in terms of being in the scene. She's part of a duo called Usher Island. She's going to be making her debut at the end of this month. It's an EP called Songs About Food coming out, but first it'll be a debut single, Pressure Cooker. I'm really excited, especially for the music video, because this Asian movie people might know, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah.
That music video is going to be inspired deeply by that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.